the relatives of those families. I think it'll be your kin line.
Okay, now that'd be everybody.
I think so.
Okay.
You said relatives.
And if somebody met someone named said to you, "Hey, is that a member of your family?" You'd say, "No, he's no
kin."
Jesus' mother was named
Mary.
All right, and there's I'll ask it this way. Do you remember what George Washington's wife's name was?
Martha.
There's an old song that says, "Wait till the sun shines."
Nellie.
If a boy's name is William, you might call him
Robert.
Bill. And a short little way of saying that, a little tiny thing, you'd put an S sound on the end. You'd say Billy.
Billy.
The first book of the New Testament is?
Genesis.
The New Testament.
Matthew.
Okay. This isn't a test. I'm just asking for pronunciation of these words. A preacher who is untrained and part-time is a...
Jack-leg preacher.
If you were introducing to, say, a child, his, maybe your brother and his wife, you'd say, "Now, this man is your uncle, and this lady is..."
Your auntie.
Eisenhower was in the army. He was a
general.
All right. Now, if you were referring, if you were talking to him, you would say...
General Eisenhower.
All right. What about some ranks in the army other than
private, first class, sergeant, general, ambassador, lieutenant, colonel?
All right, if the man's name were Brown, you would address him
colonel
as
Colonel Brown.
What about a rank that begins like May?
May.
A rank in the army. He was a
major.
And if his name were Smith, you'd
Major
say.
Smith.
How do people down here use captain? Is it only a rank, or do you ever hear people, perhaps black people, using captain or captain as a maybe a carryover from the days when they had foreign?
Some of them
the
use it as a carryover, but generally, you think about a person being a captain in the army or something.
I see.
Someone call him just captain, so and so. They don't say captain, the captain.
And he would not be necessarily
no,
a rank.
No,
he
no.
Would just be a.
Just that.
A man who presides over a court.